Good afternoon. You're listening to Cambridge 105. My name's Kerry Littlechild and I'm going to be here with you for the next hour talking about all things Mill Road in Cambridge. If you don't know it, Mill Road's one of the most cosmopolitan parts of town, and it's also a place with very strong community spirit, a place I like to think of as a little village, really. Over the next hour, we've got a diverse selection of music for you, reflecting Mill Road's cosmopolitan nature, and also community news and a list of what's on. So first song I'm going to play for you today is Tony Allen's Secret Agent.
I won't let them make you shiver.
This is Cambridge 105, and that was Tony Allen. You're listening to Our Mill Road, and my name is Kerry Ann Littlechild. And yeah, I'll be with you until 3 o'clock today, talking about Mill Road. Up after me is Radio Dante from 3 till 4pm, which is the Italian show. Then from 4 till 6, it's Sport with Chris Dwerden, and 6 till 7 is Jason Allen. So yeah, this for any regular listeners, this is actually my last radio show with Cambridge 105, but I have got a group of new hosts who'll be keeping Our Mill Road going, and that includes a number of Mill Road traders and sort of local activist types. There's Pam Wesson, who runs the shop Fantasia in Hope Street Yard. She'll be joined as well by John Caldwell, who ran the Framework shop on Mill Road. Hugh Chapman, who some of you know from the Co-op store on Mill Road, he's quite a character. I think he can often be found actually singing in the Co-op and takes requests and stuff like that. He's quite a character, so no doubt anyone from Mill Road listening to the show will know him. And also, I popped into the post office in Romsey Town just the other day, and Daddy Chudali, the postmaster there, said that he is even interested in taking a slot hosting the radio show. So that, I think, is very exciting, and I'm pleased to know that, you know, the show will carry on. So I'm going to play you another track quickly, and then I'm going to dig straight into some community news from the Mill Road area. Up next, this is Ozo Matley and the Cut Chemist Suite.
Yeah, party people. Here we go. Yo.
Jumper, packing my oral cannon, busting from Okinawa, Japan to Laurel Canyon. Swallow flows, we turning like plush tires. Mellow intros, lyrics be burning like brush fires. Spreading vocal leprosy, using discrepancy. Lyric weaponry lessens your chances of testing me. Stopping please, MCs, I block atrocities. True philosophies from the lips of Black Socrates. The pocket pencil-er in your peninsula. Killing Dracula, MCs will rip from my vanilla. Knocking back in the ill scene, we occupy. No lullaby, got you high when I rock the fly verse. For my people, let me breathe slow. Give a heave, or stimulate your cerebral system. Cut chemists from the beta, we tune up the group of beta. We murder you duplicators, cause I'm an aristocrat and a diplomat. And I'm blessed with the gift of rap, it's like that. The aristocrat and a diplomat. And I'm blessed with the gift of rap, it's like that. Antagonistic, drastic, coming from a place where these cops get their ass kicked. The last trick unified was the cornerstone. A lyric crystal to the dome is how we wanna clone, born alone. The strength of God makes my mission higher. They found the liar dead, strung up with fishing wire. The mystifier packing vocal artillery, making lovely word connections like Chuck Willery. The cool in me, I make your block turn to one rhyme. Electrifying like some nocturnal sunshine. The planetary pioneer and his mixer. Charlie Tuna speaking scriptures, spinning pictures. Even sisters adapt, cause we take it back like chiropractors. Actors on wax, make it worse for real MCs who work your while, and so they search for me. The aristocrat, then the diplomat. And I'm blessed with the gift of rap, it's like that. The aristocrat, then the diplomat. And I'm blessed with the gift of rap, it's like that.
Should I let,
one, two,
should I let,
check it,
go.
should I let ya know? Should I mention that you lost a vital part of your body in competition with the T to the U and the breadwinner, lyrical lead spinner, that's hitting you dead center. The aristocrat, get no dip of fat, and I'm blessed with the gift of rap. It's like that. The aristocrat, get no dip of fat, and I'm blessed with the gift of rap. It's like that. Like that, yo. It's like that, everybody out there, yo. It's like that, my name is Tuna Fish, yo. It's like that, and we all was on my feet. It's like that, yo. The aristocrat, get the gift of Mac, and I'm blessed with the gift of rap. It's like that.
You're listening to Our Mill Road on Cambridge 105, and my name is Kerry Littlechild. I'm going to give you some community news from the Mill Road part of Cambridge, but I would also just like to say that if you want to get in touch with me during the show, please do. You can tweet me at Cambridge 105, and you can text in on 07919 070490, and I'd love to hear from you. So first up, a little bit of planning news from Mill Road. You know, obviously Cambridge is a vastly quickly developing town, city, and Mill Road is no exception to that. There's some vacant land down the bottom end, the Brookfields end of Mill Road, which is owned by the cooperative group. And we recently heard of plans, a property developer has come in and wants to put student housing on that vacant land. So we had a sort of community meeting the other week, and local councillors wanted to find out the views of residents and students and traders alike, just to see, you know, how people feel about the potential for more student housing in the area. Mill Road is already quite a high density residential area, and most people are sort of keen to see affordable family housing rather than student housing. And in other news, the Romsey Labour Club also closed down recently, again brought by a developer who I think is proposing to develop it and put flats on it, because obviously that's what makes the money. But I think the concern for most of the people living around the Mill Road area is the quality of life. You know, if we cram in more and more people in smaller flats, you know, will that make for a nice community area? Mill Road is a nice community area, and we've got plenty of sort of voluntary groups promoting the area, doing nice events, and lots of other nice community stuff. So yeah, that's the main sort of concern. The City Council are also, they create a document called the Local Plan, and that's been drafted in the last year or so, and has been consulted upon. So plenty of people from the Mill Road area have been submitting comments on that document, and that's now going to go for what's called final examination. So it's like it'll be inspected, and the examiners will make sure that it's up to scratch, and then it will be in place. So it will determine planning decisions in Cambridge for the next 10 years or so. So it's a very important document, and I'm sure that plenty of people from Mill Road will be going along to the hearings about that document. And what else have we got from a planning side of things? There was a planning application at East Area Committee the other day, which was for 56 Mill Road. This was a shop called Hair and Beauty Within, an old hairdresser shop, and it's been set empty for a while, but it was bought up, and I believe the person who owns the Petersfield Pharmacy next door has bought the shop and is planning to join the units together and put flats on the back of it as well. So I think plenty of people are interested to see what will become of that. And I'm talking to a couple of local people as well who want to create a sort of community hub or art space in one of the empty shops in Mill Road. I mean, there's actually not that many empty shops in Mill Road, generally speaking, or in Cambridge. It's sort of one of the things that a town measures its sort of economic success on, is how many empty shops they've got. And compared to other parts of the country, Cambridge is doing pretty well. And Mill Road is included in that. I mean, some of the empty shops on Mill Road, they've been empty for quite a long time, and the landlords obviously just don't want to do anything with them. And then a couple of the other ones are being redeveloped or going through planning at the moment so that they can be put into other use. So it's an area of much change, but also potentially a lot of improvement and investment. So I think it's a fairly buoyant part of the city. Other community news, we are working on a community art project at the moment called the Mill Road Mural. And this is to decorate the hoardings that surround the vacant land that I mentioned just a minute ago, just the land that's owned by the co-op. And it's also half owned by the new mosque project group. And so there's this big area of hoardings, and they've been left in a sort of neglected condition. They look pretty run down, and they let the whole street down, I think. So there's been a community project which sees local artists hold design workshops with a number of local groups, including the Women's Resource Centre, including Lifecraft, which is a service for mental health users, and also Ridgefield Primary School, Mill Road Residents and Traders. And those design workshops, all of the sort of drawings and things that have been done during those will be put together into a great big mural design, which will be painted on the hoardings in May. So at the moment, the group have been priming the boards, getting them ready to for the artwork to be installed. But I think it's going to be a much needed improvement to that part of the area. And it's also an opportunity for the artists in the area to showcase their work. I think it's a really excellent project. If you want to find out more about that, and especially if you live in the Mill Road area, you might want to help get involved in installing it. You can find out more information on the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Mill Road Art Project. And we are keen to get volunteers to help us put the mural up, so do get in touch with us. I'm going to have a break from talking and play another track, and then I'll be back with more community news after that. That was a song by The Upsetters. You're listening to Cambridge 105. This is Our Mill Road, a show that brings you community news from Cambridge's most cosmopolitan street. So carrying on with the community news that I was covering just a minute ago, Mill Road's Winter Fair is an annual event that takes place every first Saturday in December. It's one of our biggest events in the year, and basically it's a massive street party. The road gets closed to traffic, and all the traders come out of their shops and put nice food on in the street, and there's a parade, lots of live music, art shows, all kinds of things. It's a big sort of showcase event for our area. I'm sure most of you listening will know of it. But they recently applied for a grant to help them with their running costs from the City Council, and we had what's called an East Area Committee meeting last week, and this is sort of local democracy in action. City councillors representing this part of town get together and make decisions about what's going to happen in the area. And there were a number of sort of funding applications that people had submitted locally that were heard at the area committee last week. So the Winter Fair were one of those, and they were lucky enough to get some funding towards their costs, which is great. The Winter Fair does need volunteers to continue running. So if you're interested in helping this event carry on, then please take a look at their website. It's millroadwinterfair.org, I think, .uk. And you can also find them on Facebook and Twitter. But they'll be very pleased to hear from anybody who'd be willing to, say, steward or help organise in the lead up to the event as well. And talking of a big street party, there's also another Romsey Art Festival this year. So it was piloted last year by Cambridge Art Salon in August, and I think it has all the potential for a summer fair for Mill Road, which a number of people have sort of suggested, an all-day street party in much better weather. So Romsey Art Festival will be happening again this year between the 9th and the 24th of August, and the opening day there'll be a number of activities around Romsey and Peter's Field and generally the Mill Road kind of area, and in Hope Street Yard there'll be another sort of big main event. Nick Ellis, a local musician, is going to be sort of holding a big charity fundraiser gig. So there'll be lots of live music, food, face painting activities for children, and also some arts activities as well. So look out for more information on that. Again, you can find Romsey Art Festival on Facebook and Twitter to stay updated. And they are looking for artists who want to participate in that this year. The funding for the festival is, there is funding, but it's quite limited, as always, with the arts in Cambridge. And basically, if you want to get involved and run an event or a workshop, you can do so. They're really keen to hear from local artists who want to put stuff on. But in all cases, I think it's a good idea to sort of run a workshop that, you know, you can maybe charge a little bit of money for, or, you know, at least cover your costs with. So if you are a proactive and motivated arty type, then please get in touch with the Romsey Art Festival committee. In other news, Mill Road Bridges, a local community group, one of their main activities is putting together a community newsletter, which they deliver to over 5,000 houses around Mill Road, and they hand deliver those letters. They've been struggling to raise the money, actually, to carry on with that newsletter. And I think it would be a great shame, because they do put a lot of relevant information in there, and it reaches a lot of our older residents who perhaps aren't online. So it's a great a great initiative, and they have got a little bit of money from the City Council, which that got approved last week at Area Committee, but they can always do with a bit more. So if you do have a couple of pounds to spare and you're from the Mill Road area, you'd like to see that continue, please go on to their charity website. It's www.localgiving.com/Mill Road Bridges. In other news, a little bit about the Mill Road traders. There's plenty of changes and stuff on Mill Road at the moment. We've got new businesses coming, like the Garden Kitchen, which is going to be moving into the space that was Donaldson's, our local bakery. Unfortunately, we don't have the bakery anymore, but the Garden Kitchen will be a fantastic new cafe, offering all kinds of like healthy lunch options and gluten-free products as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing them. They're currently renovating that at the moment. And there's a couple of shops that are renovating too, you know, repainting and sort of putting up a new sign and generally kind of uplifting the Mill Road area, which I think is great. That's the Golden Curry in Spicegate. I've seen their new signs go up today, so it's looking fantastic. And also there are businesses that are looking to leave the area. In particular, I've been talking to Prit. She runs Fabutown on Mill Road. It's a beautician and hairdresser service shop, and she is looking to leave. So she's looking for anybody who might be interested in taking over the business, starting up as a beautician. Maybe you've been working mobile, or you know, you've perhaps got a small premises and you want to expand, have a word with her. It's Fabutan. It's in the Romsey part of Mill Road, so over the bridge if you're coming from town, and have a word with her and see if you know, you can strike up a deal. If you want sort of a further guide about the Milroad shops, then the Milroad Traders Association has a website which has got a listing for pretty much all of the shops that are members of the association. There's over 120 shops listed and about, I think, 80 left to go. So that is www.milroadtraders.org, and it's a great way to find out about all the different shops and services that you can find in this part of town. Most of them independent, most of them small businesses. And yeah, fantastic array of stuff, from cafes to hairdressers to the professional stuff like accountants, mortgage advisors, insurance, estate agents, all kinds of things. So do check that website out. For now, I'm going to play you another song. This is Nicole Willis and the Soul Investigators, If This Ain't Love.
Because we live here too.
Cambridge 105, community radio in your city.
And this is our Mill Road. I'm going to be carrying on now with a list of what's on and cool events that are coming up in the Mill Road area. And there's no particular order to these things, I'm afraid. So hopefully get a pen and paper ready in case you're interested in any of these things. Otherwise, they focus on a few key venues, so just head to those, basically. The 15th of April, that's this coming Tuesday, we have got Drink and Draw at Hot Numbers Cafe. Drink and Draw is an arty gathering, people who like drawing and making things. It happens every fortnight between 7 and 9 at the cafe, and this week's theme is, I think, face painting, makeup, and that sort of thing, and it's being hosted by a lovely chap called Paul Little. And then on the 29th of April, there's another Drink and Draw at Hot Numbers with a guy called Simon Prescott. He is Cambridge based and he's a published illustrator, and he'll be hosting the theme for that evening. You could also look out for an exciting little installation of artwork by the Drink and Draw group that's going to be put up in the window of Elysian on Mill Road. Elysian is a printing service, and there aren't many printers left on the high street, but Elysian is still going and providing many valuable services to the Mill Road community. They often print sort of the community newsletters and all kinds of things like that. So look out for that window installation. I think it's looking really exciting. And the Drink and Draw group will also be having their own exhibition in the cafe between the 7th and the 31st of May. So there's about 16 different artists, all completely different styles, putting their artwork up in the cafe throughout May. So do check that out. Back to April, again Tuesday, if drawing's not your thing, perhaps you'd be into making Easter eggs. At Urban Larder on Mill Road, there is a chocolate Easter egg making workshop. It costs £35, but it's a 3-hour workshop, and obviously all your materials are provided and you get to take home your lovely Easter egg. And that is hosted by Mama Bonbon, who is a local chocolatier. If anybody came to the Mill Road Feast back in March, you'll know her, and her chocolate is absolutely amazing, so I'm sure that the workshop will be. So that is the 15th of April between 6:30 and 9:30 in the evening. On the 17th of April, at another one of Mill Road's great cafes, the Black Cat, there's going to be a psychic supper. So you do need to book in advance for this, but there's like a 3-course meal and a 1-to-1 session with, I think, a pretty renowned psychic. So if you're interested in that, do find the Black Cat either on Facebook or Twitter, or have a look at their website, get in touch with them. And again, Urban Larder, they are doing a sourdough making workshop on the 29th of April. So again, just have a look for Urban Larder on Facebook or on their website. Other events that are happening, the Eat Cambridge Festival is coming up in May, and that will feature a load of different foodie events, markets, tastings, workshops, all kinds of things. And it does include also an Eat Mill Road food tour, which I think, if you don't know the Mill Road area very well, it's probably a very good way to get acquainted with the area. The tour will be stopping at a number of shops and restaurants on Mill Road. You get a little tasting, and then it will end up at a special location where there'll be a Chinese tea ceremony, which I think is really exciting. If you want to book tickets for that, you can do so at the Mill Road Traders Association website, which is www.millroadtraders.org. And what else have we got? Hot Numbers. So they're one of our hot venues, I think. They have got a range of stuff, as well as Drink and Draw, which includes live music. And I also discovered that they have something called a Misfit meetup, and that's happening on the 16th of April, so that's Wednesday, and that's between 7 and 9. And it says, the description on the Hot Numbers website is people, it's like a meetup to talk about the things that are important in life. So I think, I suppose it's about people who feel a little bit out of place but want to, I don't know, find people of a similar nature, or I don't know, adjust their life to so that they feel more fulfilled, or something like that. So anyway, it does look very interesting. Have a look at their website for more information. Then the 17th of April, that's Thursday, it's their usual late night openings, hosted by Sean Lynch, and you can go in there, chill out for a late night coffee or an espresso martini, which comes highly recommended. What else? And then The Six Bells is also another really good venue. They've got a great range of stuff happening. They have a knitting group every Wednesday between 7:30 and 9:30. They also have an open mic night on alternate Wednesdays, a quiz night on a Monday, which includes free chips, And they have regular sort of live music gigs as well. Coming up on the 26th of April is Ellis and Connolly, and Ellis being Nick Ellis, who I mentioned earlier, going to be running the Romsey Art Festival event in Hope Street Yard. So you can see him in action at the Six Bells. And what else have I got for you? Oh, the new church, well, it's not new, but the St Barnabas Church on Mill Road has been had a fence around it for about a year now. It's had some pretty serious building work going on, and that'll be opening again next month. In June. And they're having an open weekend from the 21st to the 22nd, and they welcome all members of the Mill Road community to go in there and check it out. Then also we've got the Earl of Beaconsfield, which is probably Millroad's last kind of music-focused venue, I think. Tuesdays they have an acoustic jam. Thursdays it's Irish folk. Saturday they have guest acts. And Sundays they have a blues jam. One of our great sort of live music venues. I'm going to have a break now and put some more music on. I'll be back with a few more events to tell you about and also a little interview. I'm going to play you a song now by the Bombay Royale, and I dedicate this to probably my youngest listener, whose name is AJ Barrett. Hi AJ, this one is for you.
Mama was. So. Opposition. overalls, big old broke iron shoes, and you need a haircut, tramp.
Woman, you do.
You're still a tramp.
What?
That's right. You haven't even got a fat bankroll in your pocket. You probably haven't even got 25 cents.
I got 6 Cadillac, 5 Lincoln, 4 Gold, 6 Records, 3 T-Birds, Mustang. Oh, woman.
You proved it by me.
My mama was. I pop it too.
That was Otis Redding with a song called Tramp. You're listening to Our Mill Road on Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. And my name is Kerry Littlechild. I'm just going to carry on giving you a couple of other little events that are happening in Mill Road. We've got a food fair happening on Sunday, 1st of June, and that will be at Great Eastern Street Car Park. And look out for events on the same day from the Earl of Beaconsfield as well. It's going to be a great day, I think. And what else to tell you about? Oh, yeah, June is also the season of Mill Road Street Parties. There'll be the Covent Garden Street Party and also the Norfolk Street Party happening, I think, both in June. There won't be a Gwydir Street Party this year, but yeah, I think the other two will certainly be as big and as great as they were the year before. That's it from local events. I'm going to play you an interview now. This is, I suppose, a link to the upcoming show Radio Dante, and is my interview with a lady called Marika, who teaches Italian to children around Cambridgeshire, and she does that pretty much free of charge. So this is her story of why she is doing that. I'm here with Marika Carmen Triola. She is an Italian teacher employed by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Italy to teach Italian to children in England of primary school age between 5 and 12. Welcome, Marika, to the show.
Thank you. Thank you to you for having me.
So, Marika, tell us a little bit about why the Ministry of Foreign Affairs have employed you to teach Italian in England.
So, I am a permanent state public teacher, and I won a contest in Italy to teach abroad, and my first position won in Boston in the USA, and then I have been relocated here in England in September 2012, and since then I'm delivering after-school courses at the St. Albans Primary School in Cambridge at three different levels. For all kids, all children age 5 to 12, between 5 and 12. And in the morning, during the day, during daytime, I deliver courses in three different schools in the area, in the Newnoncroft in Grantchester, in Whitfield Catholic Primary School in St. Ives, and at St. Augustine School, Catholic Primary School in Hodston. And then the important ones are in St. Albans, because I have a large community of Italians coming, And this year, finally, I have people that have no background, no relatives, no Italian connections, and they just want to learn Italian because they are eager to learn Italian and they want to know what we do, the way we live.
So originally, when the Ministry of Foreign Affairs asked you to teach abroad, they were asking you to teach primarily the Italian children, or children from Italian backgrounds, but teaching them Italian in this country to preserve their culture.
Their roots, yes.
Yeah. But now that's open to all children.
All children that want to learn Italian as a foreign language, because we live in a world that more languages we can learn, and it will be the best for us and for our children to find an interest, an interesting position for the future, and to open their minds.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree. I think the benefits of learning another language are really great.
And the sooner the better.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, because it's much harder once you get to my age.
When you get older, you have so many other interests in life that learning a language, it will be something distracting you from the future of your business.
Yeah, well, it takes a lot of time, doesn't it, and practice and dedication.
It takes time. So you have to dedicate at least 5 minutes of your time every day to the learning of a new language. You can say, I will learn once a week and that's it.
Yeah.
You have to come back and you have to process the language, to digest the language, to practice the language, to listen to the language. And then, a little at a time, you will produce everything. You will be able to speak fluently. Mm-hmm. And express your needs.
So tell us a little bit about the way you approach teaching Italian. You incorporate lots of different elements into your course, don't you? So there's things like visits and stuff like that.
Oh, yes. I incorporate visits to the local community, to the library, to the Aromi place that we made bread, to the British Museum, and we have the chance to visit exhibition, the preview of the exhibition. We went to visit the Pompeii and the Colonneum with an archaeologist, apparent archaeologist. Then we went to visit other cultures in October, and we will go to visit the Vikings on the 2nd of March. And so we try to connect what we live every day in our community with the Italian roots and Italian culture. And then this is the best way to produce the language and to learn the language and to acquire the language and to make your own language.
Yeah, I mean, we were sort of discussing this earlier. We said about incorporating the five senses.
Yes.
So encouraging people to use body language and see body language when they hear a new language so that it helps them to absorb the information.
So the role play is, and the using of body language is absolutely fundamental in my everyday teaching, because being a native Italian, I speak with my hands, and my voice and my hands are the first means of communication. And so I think that sometimes I don't use my voice, just use my gesture to communicate my feelings, and I want my students to do the same and then express their feeling in writing. And this will be a real motivation for write down something, because I don't want them to say and to share if they don't want to. And the best way is to write in private, and you can express yourself in a different language, and you can use, like using a mask on a theater, you become a different person and you can relax yourself and feel relieved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so your course runs for a whole year, doesn't it, in the schools?
Yes. I start delivering the courses, the three courses, three different levels in September, and we carry on to the end of July, 38 weeks. Following the British calendar, but every single week until the end of July. So it's in total 38 lessons, free of charge, and in St Albans schools in the city centre of Cambridge.
Mm-hmm. And the learning that the children do over the year, it gets recognised with an official recognition, doesn't it? Official report.
They get an official report from the Consulate General of Italy, the Education Department. And this is an official report that is valid all over the world. And if they move from England to a different European country, they have this report that gives exactly the level and the achievements that they reached during their courses. And it's official, valid, and it's approved.
Yeah, and more than the certificate, you're giving them a skill that helps them to learn other languages,
yes,
to interact with another culture, to generally enrich their life.
Yes, first of all, to enrich their life, reproducing the same tradition that we have in Italy. We celebrate Christmas as we were in Italy. We celebrate birthdays every time at the same way we celebrate in Italy, pulling our ears, counting the number of years, playing blindfolded, saying, who's that? Guess. Un bambino, una bambina, chi è? Ha i capelli lunghi, has it got long hair, short hair, curly hair? They have to enrich their production, their fluency, because they have a friend in their hands. Mm-hmm. So this is the active way to involve the children in something, in activities that don't just involve pen and paper.
And writing, yeah.
Pen and
so
writing.
It's learning Italian games and elements.
We play tombola, we play lots of tombola, we play tris, cross and notice, we play a lot of games. And playing games allow the children to have fun and at the same time to learn in an easy way. This is a special lane for learning.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you, given that you're obviously talking to parents of who are Italian, what would you say? Is there a large number of Italians in Cambridge? Is there a big community of Italians?
Yes, there is a flourishing community. Italian is flourishing everywhere. And then we have, with the Cambridge Italian Club, the non-profit association of the parents here in Cambridge, promoting theatre performances in Cambridge, reading at the Cambridge Library once a month, the third Sunday every month. There are plenty of opportunities for parents to meet other Italian parents, for children to speak, to talk, to enjoy, to listen to the language, mm-hmm. to share activities. We had the Christmas fair. We will have the summer feast. So there are plenty of opportunities. And I as a teacher, myself as a teacher, I promote all these of activities, mm-hmm. all these kind of activities. And I take part myself,
yeah,
in order to have a high number of people taking part.
Okay. And just quickly before we finish the interview, I wanted to ask you what you felt were the trademarks of Italian people and Italian culture.
Oh, first of all, our body language. We speak with our body, our way to use all our bodies, or our facial expressions, our hands, our body, the whole body to talk. And second, I would say the level of voice, because it's very difficult to whisper, even if we try, and I have learned how to whisper. And the love of food, the love of preparing food, sharing food, and having a good food, not just because we have to eat, but because it's an expression of love. So learning to cook is something that is a way to express our love to the people that we love.
I think it's great. And also, throwing you a bit of a curveball, What about, would you say, were the trademarks of British culture, given your experience in the country?
Oh, the self-control. The self-control, they are absolutely great. And the way they can say no, they will never say no. They will always find a way to please you and not to disappoint you. And this is great. I'm learning. And every day is a new lesson. How to answer, how to postpone the answer, how to postpone the reply, and how to deal with people that even if we don't love, we cannot say, but they are absolutely great and they are absolutely well organized. And I'm amazed by that. They don't waste 1 minute in the school day.
Yeah.
It's a minute full of something. And they have such a care of the students that we have in Italy the same. But sometimes we rush. We rush. We want to do too much. This is about me, for example. And here they are absolutely perfectly organized. And this is something that amazed me.
Okay, so if there are any parents out there who would like their children to learn Italian with Marika, how should they sign up? What should they do?
They can visit the Cambridge Italian Club website, cambridgeitalianclub.co.uk, or send an email to cambridgeitalianclub@yahoo.it. And there are parents ready to reply and to give all the information about the courses. But if they just visit the website, they will find everything in Italian and in English. They will find the form and all they need to do to subscribe.
Great. All right. Well, thank you very much for telling us about what you do and how to get involved and for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Arrivederci. A presto.
There you go. That was Marika. And I dedicate that little interview to Piero, chair of the Traders Association, also Italian. The next Our Mill Road show will be on Saturday, 11th of May, again at 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 3. And I'm not quite sure who your host is going to be yet, but I'm sure they will be great. I'm going to leave you now with a track by the Quantic Soul Orchestra, and this is The End of the Road.